Today is the 19th of July. We're continuing in our writing of the book, Exposing the Lies of Free Will. Last time we were dealing with the Billy Graham and his Southern Baptist Convention Association and the mega churches. Chapter 13, but today we're going to be dealing with Rick Warren. Now, back in 2007, I purchased Rick Warren's book, Purchase Driven Life, and I was really amazed at how blatant and obvious was his exaltation of the creature. Warren's philosophy is man-centered, that is, what man can do to determine his own destiny by his own choices. And to further review the absolute heresy of what man is teaching, I have put in a link to that sermon that I did, which is kind of a lengthy research message I did on the purpose-driven life. I did an analysis of the book. So if you haven't listened to that and you want to know more in depth of what Rick Warren's actually teaching, that would be a good listen to go to and listen to that. Rick Warren uses slick marketing to not only promote Saddleback Church, but to suck in hundreds of other churches into his man-centered schemes. He now is promoting a plan for purpose-driven countries. This is nothing more than placing man on the throne and removing God from his throne. That's exactly what it's doing. And this is a total denial of the teaching of divine authority in all things, including the scripture, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1:11. This is Rick Warren's purpose-driven life is a denial of the teachings of the providence of God, of the absolute predestination of all things, of election, of predestination and salvation, and on and on and on. Rick Warren's association with the Southern Baptist Convention is further evidence of the doctrinal errors upheld by the Southern Baptist Convention by continuing with open arms welcoming Rick Warren into their fold. Well, a lot more could be said about Rick Warren, but suffice it to say, he is preaching and teaching another gospel, pure and simple. And, that's why he's so successful. That's why he has sold millions of copies of his book, Purpose Driven Life. That's why it's been so embraced and so endorsed by so many churches and people. So that's all I really have to say in this venue. Like I said, it's much more extensive on the sermon audio message if you want to listen to that. Now, the next time we're going to be talking about the biblical gospel. This is the last chapter in the book. The primary reason, excuse me, for me writing the book is to present the pure, unadulterated gospel. So we'll be doing that next time. God bless.